good.
Now, big news this week, the de-amalgamation of the St. George's Basin Country Club with the Vincennia Golf Club. Can you tell us more about what's happened there? It's been a long saga, but I'll tell you what, the friends of Vincennia and all the rest of the group out there, they have fought hard.
Oh, look, they really have. And if you turn your mind back to, you know, November last year and early December, it was getting really horrible out there, and we had a community divided. And for me, it's all about strengthening community, not tearing it to shreds. And so I went to a couple of meetings, and then I was asked if I would go and speak to the board on behalf of the community. And that's when they unanimously decided to take that step and put the expression of interest out for a de-amalgamation. And, you know, the idea out there is turning that to not just a sporting facility in a golf club, but more into a youth training centre that supports our disadvantaged youth. Because, you know, Bob Proudfoot, president of St. George's Basin Country Club, was a teacher at Vincentia High for many years. He would know. I used to work at Centrelink, and the high percentage of kids that don't finish school and the high percentage of youth unemployment, and then you get high percentage of youth crime in those areas, we really need a facility like that. And regional areas don't have a bus passing by every 10 minutes for kids to get into town or work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we need something in that Bay and Basin. And for me, clubs are there for the community to strengthen communities. And I was really pleased when the club board voted unanimously to proceed with that. And so recently you've seen that on their website they've put it out that there was only one person that put in, or one organisation that put in an expression of interest, which was the Jervis Bay newly formed sports club. So they've said that they will take that to their lawyers, which I would assume that the next process would be they have to get an independent accountant to do books and do their business plan to make sure they're viable, and then they write that.
Yep.
And then that goes back to the board, and then it goes out. So I would assume that that's exactly what they're doing, and that they would, you know, move forward on what they unanimously voted for last year, because at the end of the day, clubs are there for communities.
Yep.
And I'd really love to see this training facility get up and off the ground, and the community can move forward and re-strengthen those bonds, because, you know, if it doesn't go forward, I can just see this going on for a number of years, and like I said, dividing a community instead of doing something really good for the community.
No, absolutely. Mm. Well done for getting involved, and I can only see positives coming out of it. So,
absolutely. Positives for absolutely everyone in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well done.
Very good.